But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. But your yes is to be yes and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
The words in our introduction come from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 12. This half-brother of Jesus and bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ learned well from his master. In his epistle, James makes over 20 references to the Sermon on the Mount, including chapter 5, verse 12. That verse echoes Christ's teaching recorded in Matthew 5, verses 33 through 37. The teaching is clear. We should be people who keep our word, and we should be people who keep our word not only when we take oaths or vows. But does our Lord, does James, does the entirety of Scripture teach that it's wrong to take oaths and vows? Hear now God's word in Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the word which Yahweh has commanded. If a man makes a vow to Yahweh, or swears an oath to bind himself with a binding obligation, he shall not violate his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." We know that Scripture never contradicts Scripture. If it did, God would contradict himself, and that is impossible. Our text makes clear the proper use of a vow to Yahweh or an oath before Yahweh. It makes clear we have a binding obligation to keep our oaths and vows. Our passage declares that we should never violate our word, but do all that proceeds out of our mouth. Does this text, and many others found in Scripture, contradict what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount and James in his epistle? Remember, Scripture never contradicts Scripture. A different question. Was it only something for Old Testament people of God, but not the New Testament church? The answer to that is no. Nowhere does the Bible forbid taking oaths and vows. We are taught in Scripture that it's better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. We are also taught that we must not vow to do anything sinful or beyond our ability to keep our oaths or vows. However, this is not the same thing as never taking an oath or vow. Christ Jesus himself did so before Caiaphas. We have that recorded in Matthew chapter 26, verse 63. To break our oaths and vows is to break the third commandment. We are to keep our lawful oaths and vows, and we are to do so even to our own hurt, as we read in Psalm 15:4. A vow is made to God alone. An oath is made to a person or a group of people calling on God as witness. Calvin wrote these words, quote, "We cannot call God to be the witness of our words without asking him to be the avenger of our perjury if we deceive," end of quote. That may be a reason why people do not want to take oaths and vows. Lord's Day 37 of the Heidelberg Catechism reads this way, "May we then swear religiously by the name of God? Yes, either when the magistrates demand it of the subjects, or when necessity requires us thereby to confirm fidelity and truth to the glory of God and the safety of our neighbor. For such an oath is founded on God's word and therefore was justly used by the saints both in the Old and New Testament. Question 102. May we also swear by saints or any other creatures? No, for a lawful oath is calling upon God as the only one who knows the heart, that he will bear witness to the truth and punish me if I swear falsely, which honor is due to no creature. The honor of oaths and vows is due to no mere man, dead or alive, but to the God-man, our Savior and King. According to His word, we must always keep our word. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.